At the top of the news this Friday morning, the U.S. Congress voted late yesterday to send President George W. Bush legislation funding the Iraq War without a troop withdrawal deadline. Speaking to reporters at the White House, United States President George W. Bush laid out his strategy with dealing with two of the world's most pressing issues, the war in Iraq and Iran's nuclear program. Charles Collins has this report.
United States President George W. Bush told reporters that he is predicting a very difficult summer for U.S. forces in Iraq as they attempt to come to grips with the violence that seems to be taking over the country. The last brigade of extra troops promised earlier in the year will arrive in Baghdad in mid-June, and the American leader says he expects more American and Iraqi casualties in the coming months.
As these reinforcements carry out their missions, the enemies of a free Iraq, including Al-Qaeda and illegal militias, will continue to bomb and murder in an attempt to stop us.
Mr. Bush is also calling for fresh sanctions to be imposed against Iran in light of a fresh report from the International Atomic Energy Agency predicting that the Islamic Republic could develop a nuclear weapon within 3 to 8 years. The president says he's authorizing his Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, to begin negotiations with members of the United Nations Security Council that are aimed at tightening the sanctions regime in place against the country. The president accused the Iranian government of taking steps that will lead to the further isolation of the country's people.
There are hardworking people in that country that want to benefit from a society that is more open, and yet the government insists upon measures that will lead to further isolation.
Mr. Bush also talked about domestic issues. He said he would address any wrongdoings uncovered by congressional or other investigations related to the firings of 8 U.S. prosecutors, but added that new allegations have not swayed his support for embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. I'm Charles Collins.